In today's scripture, Jesus is calling out disciples and asking them to follow Him. And you know, that got me to thinking, what does it mean to be called out? As a people worshiping here today, I think I can assume that all of us are in one of two places this day. We are either being called out, or we have already accepted Jesus' calling. I mean, isn't that a good assumption? We're either standing in front of Jesus and He is calling us, or we are standing behind Him because we have already accepted Jesus' call. Therefore, we are a called out people. All right? We are somewhere on that road. So what does it mean to be a called out people? My hope is that by the time we're finished today, you'll have a good idea of what it means to be called out. But I thought a good place to start, and the people in the 8 o'clock service thought I was just speaking, they didn't think I really wanted them to do this, all right? But I really want you to do this. I want you to turn over my sermon notes. I want you to grab that pencil, and if you haven't grabbed one yet, I want you to do that now. And I want you to think through your calendars and think through your checkbooks and answer this question. Here's the question. What are the three top priorities in your life? And once you write those three down, I want you to number them in order. So what are the top three priorities in your life? And after you write that down, then just put 1, 2, 3 or 1, 3, 2 or 3, 2, 1, whatever the order is. You know, you have money, you have school, you have job, you have spouse, friends, kids, family, music, sports. My question, I guess, is what do you spend your money on? Where do you spend, well, what do you spend most of your time doing? So just write down what your 3 to 5 priorities are and then... Now, you can't be looking at me and writing unless you're gifted, so... Why did I want you to think about your calendar? Because it's full. It would show us exactly where we spend our time, wouldn't it? Why do you think I ask you to think about your checkbook and where you spend your money? Why would I ask you that as far as priorities are concerned? Yeah, you said it much prettier than I would have ever thought of saying it, though. Where your heart is, that is where your treasure is. Yes, where you spend your money is your priority. And you know, something that I often do, I think I know exactly what my priorities are. And see, we have this cool thing called Microsoft Money. You might use Quicken or something like that. And I can print out a graph or a pie chart, and I can tell you exactly what my priorities are as far as my money is concerned. And a lot of times that has nothing to do with what I think my priorities are. But it has everything to do with it, doesn't it? Because whenever I print that out, it shows me exactly what my real priorities are, doesn't it? I also have Microsoft Outlook that has my calendar on it. Now, some of you have seen my calendar, and that tells me exactly what my other priorities are too, doesn't it? You see, I would challenge you to go home, pull out your calendar and your checkbook, and write down your priorities in your life. I challenge you to do that. Men, do you think you're man enough to do something like that? Well, I guess that tells a story, doesn't it? All the men listening on the radio are going, "Yeah, Eric, I'll do it." Not one man in church said that thinks they're man enough to do that. All right. How about women? How about you? Are you woman enough to do that? Can you take the challenge and do that? I dare you, men. I dare you, women. Do that. I dare you. I double dog dare you, Homer.